Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Okay, the start of the 2011 college football season is less than 1 week away, and the team in the spotlight is the TCU Horned Frogs, who are coming off a sensational season last year at 13-0 and a Rose Bowl win. The season opener for TCU is the Baylor Bears in Waco next Friday night. It is a nationally televised game on ESPN with a 7 o'clock start. Always a true pleasure to welcome back into our program truly one of the great guys in the business, TCU's head football coach, Gary Patterson. We sincerely appreciate the time, Coach.
Well, it's a pleasure. You know, every year you've been good luck. Every year we're on, we've had to win the sitting, so we need to keep doing it.
Hey, it's a Sooner magic, right, Gary?
Exactly.
There you go. Hey, before we start off our conversation, congratulations on being voted the best coach in the country, not only by Sports Illustrated, but most importantly, being recognized by your peers. I mean, that's got to mean a lot to you personally and professionally.
Well, it did, and you know, coaching is also about relationships. I mean, if people don't like you, then they're not. Then they're all. No matter what you do, they're not. Also, they're not going to vote for you. Also, so I mean, it takes a combination of both. You know, I've always tried to be a great person for this profession, and always been a guy that's worked hard at it, and I appreciate it. You know, it just means that we've also got a great staff and a great administration and all those things the coaches say, but it's true. You know, without winning and without doing all the things we've done, then Gary Patterson wouldn't get any of that. So for me, you know, appreciate it for everybody.
Awesome recognition there. Tell us a little bit. You know, it has been such a brutal summer here in the state of Texas with all these extreme temperatures. How has that affected your preparation with camp this year?
You know, not much different. It seems like every year. I mean, everybody else, I know that we've been without rain, but for us, it's been hot like usual. You know, we haven't really done much different. Our kids have really handled it well. You know, we're going in, you know, always been about 8 or 9 days out. We start getting our legs back under us. We'll go over and get an opportunity to get in the Cowboys Stadium where we'll go into 70 degrees for a couple days, just like we've done the last couple of years, which they've been awesome, letting us use their facilities so we can do that. And it makes a big difference.
You know, it's interesting because this is your 11th year as the head coach for the Frogs, and I was just curious, you know, is this the most physically challenging dealing with fatigue that you've ever had to deal with, you know, during the month of August?
No, you know, it hasn't been. You know, one of the things that's been a positive, it's been hot, but the humidity has stayed very low. And a lot of times, you know, we'll have from 50 to 80% humidity, and then with 108 to 110 temperatures, that's difficult. But really, we've had a lot of our days, probably except for three or four, it's been in the 20s, and you know our guys. We train like that in the summertime. They've just done an unbelievable job. Now our younger players that haven't been part of the program, our freshmen, because we're going to have to play a few this year.
Yeah.
You know they've lost their legs a little bit. It's you know we've had to push them to fight through and do things, but really they've done a great job. Really, it's I don't know as a head coach I could ask any more than what our team's done up to this point.
Well, coming into this year, TCU was ranked 14th in the preseason poll. You guys certainly have a number of questions to address after losing so many of your key players. The biggest question mark I want to talk to you about is offensively. Talk about the progression of your sophomore quarterback and Casey Paul Hall.
Well, you know, the biggest thing for him is not being able to judge him until Saturday. I think the thing that you have to know is that, you know, he's been here for a while. A little bit different than Andy when Andy Dalton came here and had to play as a redshirt freshman. You know, Casey graduated early from Brownwood, came in, so he's been through three summers here, three springs, you know, and now two falls. So he's ran the offense. He's been in ball games. He's played in quite a few now. He's played in more of the end of them except for the New Mexico game where he played almost three quarters of the game. But really, you know, he knows what it's all about. It'll be interesting to see how he handles things because, you know, you kind of get excited about everything, and as I always done, I've never tried to put all the pressure on the quarterback. I've tried to make sure that it's more about, you know, it's more about the team and getting the ball in the hands of people that need to have the ball in the hands of. And, you know, for him, Matt Brown has come a long way as a redshirt freshman, but he is a redshirt freshman, but we've been excited about his progression. And then also Trayvon Boykin, the true freshman that's been down there, has made waves. We've been excited about seeing what his potential is. And so, you know, that position will be a work in progress as we go through the season. Obviously, not having a guy that started there before, you know, it always makes all head coaches nervous.
When did Casey prove to you that he was the guy and got the Gary Patterson anointing and that he had solidified that position?
Well, I don't know if he has got that yet, but, you know, because I really tried to keep it to where both of them know that they have an opportunity to play. But, you know, he is the older of the two. He's been in the program a lot longer. And so if somebody made me make a decision today, he would be the guy. But we still got 8 days for the starting game, and really everybody's been taking a lot of reps, and Casey takes most of the ones. But we feel like as a program, because the way we run the ball with our quarterbacks, that we have to get both of those guys ready to play, and so that's what we've been trying to do.
Coach Patterson, you bring up a great point that Casey Paul-Hall, he's been around your program, he's been in this system for several years now, and he had the benefit of spending a lot of time around your exceptional quarterback in Andy Dalton. What kind of impact did that have on him?
Well, I think Andy, like, you know, I listen to a lot of our guys that go on the NFL. They talk when they play underneath good players. They talk about how that person shows them how to prepare for the game. I think that's the biggest part of what we do is learning. I think Casey found out what it takes, at least saw from Andy's progression, you know, coming over on his own on Monday and watching 2 or 3 hours of film, everything that you've got to be able to see as a quarterback. You know, it takes more than what you can do in a 20-hour work week, which is what the NCAA allows. You know, you got to be able to come over on your own and be able to study. And that's the older teams, more mature teams, your players, they learn how to do that, and they learn how to study, and they learn how to get things where they need to. And Casey's, you know, seen how that's been done. So he at least understands the measuring stick of that.
Okay, now reading the scouting report on Casey Paul-Hall, I mean, he's taller than Andy Dalton. He seems like he's faster. He's got the stronger arm. But have you had to help him step up with the mental preparation and developing as a leader? I mean, it's one thing to articulate the plays and lead your team down the field, but you only have so much time during practice that you can work with him. Or has that been Justin Fuente that's done that?
Well, they all do that. You know, I think we bring a young man here, it takes a village
okay.
to raise a man. And I think it'll be the same thing with the quarterback. But you have to build confidence in yourself doing it on a day-to-day basis to lead. Andy was not a great leader when he first started because first he had to learn how to play and let the game slow down. And I think the same thing is going to have to happen for Casey. You know, he's going to have to lead by example. And then as he gets more comfortable in his role as a quarterback, then he'll be able to expand it. You know, we have this motto where, you know, of a whole team concept, and a freshman or a new player always has a very small circle because he's so worried about just himself. And then as a sophomore, the circle gets bigger, and a junior, it gets bigger, and the senior should be able to encompass the whole team concept. And, you know, Casey's somewhere in between, you know, probably the sophomore and junior circle of being able to, you know, understand the offense a lot more, but also be in a situation where he's, you know, not comfortable because he hasn't been there totally. So it'll be fun watching. You know, it's you know, the pressure's in this first ball game is not necessarily on us. We're the ones that have lost all the players. You know, we got to grow people up, even though we have pressure because we want to keep doing what we've been doing as a program. But it'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see how they handle this ball game on the road, which is always a tougher situation.
We are previewing the 2011 TCU Horned Frogs, truly one of the great success stories in all of college football. We're talking with their head coach, Gary Patterson. And the good news for your Frogs offensively, you guys have a lot of depth at the running back position. And all I have to say is I kind of feel sorry for the defensive coordinator at Baylor, Phil Bennett, because these guys are going to keep him on his toes, aren't they?
Well, let's hope so. You know, running back's usually as good as your offensive line. But it definitely gives us depth for a full season to have 3 or 4 guys. They can run the ball. They don't have to take 20 carries a game. You know, they can do it in 10 and be able to let the next guy go. And that's a big deal, you know, when you're trying to keep everybody healthy through a 12-game season. So having all those guys back and not having any seniors makes a big difference.
Okay, you've got Ed Wesley, Matthew Tucker. Give us the progress report on perhaps some of these younger players and stars that are going to shine.
You got Waymon James, which had the big third down carry in the bowl game in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And then you also have Andre Dean. So, I mean, you're sitting there with 4 guys, which Andre Dean was a parade All-American coming out of high school, out of Katy High School. So, you know, it's you have 4 guys that, you know, that have been around a little bit, have learned the system, and now we'll see what they can do.
Here in just a moment, we're going to talk about defensively what the expectations are for this year. But do address, Gary, I want you to talk about your offensive line. Are you seeing the progression and improvement? And are these guys moving the guys off the ball?
Well, for us, you've lost in the last 2 years, you've lost four guys that have gone in the NFL camps. And so, our biggest worry, like anybody's would be when you've lost that many players, especially at tackle, and then you lose a Remington Award winner at center, where we have to be. And so those be the pinpoint places that we're going to be watching. Our guards have really progressed. They're older. They've played a lot of ball games. And so we feel very good about that. And then we're going to see how we do at tackle. But you've kind of got to your point in your practices where now you're going to have to play a ball game to see how these guys do. And they've worked awfully hard, so we'll see if they've progressed where we needed them to.
Do it now is the motto for the 2011 TCU Horned Frogs. We're talking with their leader, one of the best in the business, that is Gary Patterson. And let's talk some defense. Your Horned Frogs, they are always stellar in this category. In fact, 3 straight seasons leading the nation. How about your Big T's, Tank Carter and Tanner Brock?
Well, obviously linebacker is our strongest position, even with Chris Gardner, Kenny Kane, which Kenny Kane's had an unbelievable camp. So we feel like all 4 of those guys can play and be able to rotate and do things. Defensive line, besides DJ Henry and Ray Burns, which are starting defensive tackles, really pleased with our true freshmen, Chucky Hunter and John Lewis. Both are going to be really good players someday and have really made plays in camp, along with David Johnson. Really feel like we have 5 guys we can rotate, and you'll probably see all 5 of them in the Baylor game. And then a defensive end, Braylon Broughton. It really hurt us. Matt Anderson hurting himself in the spring in an accident back home where he had to, is going to have to redshirt. But Ross Forrest coming back along with Braylon Broughton and Stanley Maponga. And then, a couple guys, younger guys are going to have to step up in that progression to be able to give us a 4 or 5 guy rotation. And everybody knows about the safety position. We had, T.J. Johnson there for a long time, the great part about it is Johnny Fobbs is a 5th-year senior, so he's been in the system. He understands what we have to do. And our number 2 free safety and 3, Chris Hack and Elijah Bodie, both have to keep growing up as the season progresses because we're going to have to be able to play those guys. Sam Carter takes over for a Colin Jones that just had a great season. But at the weak safety position, we feel like it's a very strong with Takarian Cuba and Jonathan Anderson, and D.J. Johnson being a swing guy at strong and weak safety to give us what we need. And, you lost to Jason Teague that's still in the Houston Texans camp. And Jason Verrett is a new junior college transfer that came in, along with Travaris Battle-Smith that will try to hold that position with senior Greg McCoy, which really finished the season off great. So, after the biggest thing is being able to hunt together, and being able to communicate and do the things we need to do. That was a strong point of this team, playing hard and being fast. But you can't play fast if you don't know where you're going. So that's one of the things we've been working on, trying to get together and doing the things we need to do.
One of the things that makes your team so special is you guys always seem to have that great chemistry. Coach Patterson, as we get ready to wrap it up, what is the preview on the Baylor game? What's going to be that mindset? I know these guys are sick and tired of practicing. They want to get out there and line it up, don't they?
Well, the biggest thing is you got to go find a way to win. For us, we've had a couple seasons where we won championships, where we won 5 or 6 ball games by 5 points or less. And I think with a younger football team, to be able to get back to where we want to be in the win column and the many wins as we want, we're going to have to find out that we're going to have to play for 4 quarters. Because we're growing up, 3 or 4 young wide receivers that are going to have to play freshmen to go along with Antoine Hicks and Josh Boyce and Sky Dawson. So, the progression of where they're at, you're growing up young safeties, young defensive linemen. And so for us, it's going to be finding a way to win in the 3rd and 4th quarter. Instead of you win by 3 touchdowns, which, in a few games that happened last year, you're going to have to find a way to maybe get the ball back or have that final drive or kick that field goal to win the game. And that's the way great programs do it. Some years you have better teams and some years you got to scrape to get the games. And I think with the younger football team, that's probably – what we're going to have to do this year to get back to win in your conference title and get back into a big bowl picture.
And as I understand, and when you guys take on Baylor, you're going to be sporting those brand new uniforms, right?
Well, I'm pretty conservative, but it seems to me that on a national scale that you know, recruits and everybody else has really liked what we've been able to do with Nike and the change in uniforms and everything we've been able to accomplish. And we sure appreciate Nike's confidence in us to do that as a program. So we're going to keep moving forward, and hopefully we can play as good as we look.
We look forward to checking out your guys. Coach Patterson, thank you so much for the time, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Thank you.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.